Perfect.
What do women want? What do women want? Dating to relationship, the in between stage.
She cracks me up every time. I was wondering how you're going to do the ending.
Oh, I just winged that.
I know.
I didn't even know what I was going to say until just then.
You did not practice that. Guys, that was raw, authentic, and just on the spot
it's
right
real,
there.
Real, baby, just like us. Well, welcome to Keep Your Gen Up podcast. Blah, blah, blah. I'm Zana.
And I am Jessica. And oof, we have a great episode for you, like mm-hmm. always, like every bloody week, because we deliver the goods.
Yeah, and this one is the end of our What Do Women Want series, which is pretty awesome, pretty sad because it's been an awesome series, but also amazing that we've come to the end of this kind of, you know, part of our podcast, and then we have so many exciting things planned, so many more series to come, because we know you guys have been so excited and, you know, followed along this entire journey of our, like, What Do We Want series and basically our dating series. So
yeah,
we're really thankful for everyone who's still here and has listened to all the episodes because, yeah, we love you and, yeah, just been great.
It's crazy. Like, even when we were at the beginning stages of planning to do a podcast, I remember us talking about wanting to do like a series like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's always all talk, but when you actually put the plan in place and execute it, fuck, it feels good.
Yeah, it does.
I'm proud of it.
Following along and want to hear the next stage and, like, you know, the next stage of relationship. It's really cool.
And it's been really crazy because we'll tell you later, but like it's been following some weird journeys
personal
of ours.
Journeys.
Yes, personal journeys. I guess it shows what you put out to the universe really does come back to you, doesn't
it? Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. So before we get into anything, we always have to do our spill the teas for this week. So
definitely.
Who's going to go first?
I mean, mine's less cool than yours, so let's start with mine.
Oh, okay. Because that was yours.
Because mine's more boring.
Not boring? I think it's great.
I think it's really sweet, actually. I was walking to meet a friend for dinner, and I was like in my own little world, finished work, you know, look like a hobo walking the streets. I really did. I didn't look very glamorous. So we're just going for some sushi. And I'm like, you know, messaging and I'm walking. And then some guy was like running and he like runs across the road and comes up to me. And it was like, so it totally shocked me. But he's like, oh, excuse me. He's like, I don't mean to freak you out. And I thought to myself instantly, I was like, oh my God, have I got my period? And there's like blood on my butt or something. That's the first thing I thought of. I don't even know
what I would have thought of too, to be honest.
Yeah, because I was thinking, whoa, he said not to freak out.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I just want to tell you that I was running and I saw you and I got really distracted. And this is when it kind of sunk in. I was like, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
And he goes, I just wanted to tell you that I think you're really beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like looking around for a camera because I was like, this is weird.
Like,
this is so
Ashton?
Weird.
Am I being punked?
Yeah. And I literally just said to him, I was like, oh, I was like, I think that's really sweet. Like, thank you. And he was like, oh. And I was like, I like that. Thank you. And then when I said I like that, he was like, oh, you like that? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, but like, I'm seeing somebody. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, but you know what? I was like, good on you for like, you know, getting out there and approaching me. And like, honestly, that it made my day. And I was like, don't stop doing it because I think it's amazing. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. And I was like, bye.
So similar thing, not similar at all in any means, but I was walking home literally just then. I haven't even told you this.
Oh,
I was walking home and this guy comes up to me and is like, oh, excuse me, do you live around here? And I was like, oh God, what is he going to talk to me about? And he asked me about the parking signs and whether he could park there. He was like 25 and like 28. And I was like, oh God, is this guy going to talk to me and like try to ask my number or something? But he just was asking about the parking signs and whether he was allowed to park there. So
you're like,
that's
oh, cool. That's all I get.
Legit.
No cool, ever, cool story.
Yeah, that's my story for the day. Thanks, guys.
Well, anyway, my spill of tea is not that cool, but it was just funny because I messaged Zana straight after it and she's like, of course this shit happens to you. Like, I just have random.
Always happens.
I can't even go to a doctor's appointment down the road and come back without some kind of fucking cool story.
I know, it's actually wild.
It is wild.
Yeah.
Every time. Anyway, I think it's time for your very juicy spill the tea.
Well, I mean, on our relationship podcast, I am releasing that I am in a relationship.
Isn't it crazy?
And it's with a girl, so it's also new and exciting. And yeah, she's actually going to feature a little voice memo later, so you'll be able to hear her voice. But yeah, it's super exciting. We're actually going to get her on the podcast soon so we can grill her and ask her everything. So if you're out there, Judith, we're going to ask you everything. Be prepared.
Oh, she's going to listen to this soon. It's released in the morning. Like, she knows. She's absolutely adorable. I love Judith so much. And it's been, yeah, it's been so exciting watching your journey, because if you haven't listened to the 50 Shades of Shame episode, that's when Zana kind of came out and said, you know, hey, like, I'm going through these changes and I want to start dating women. And, you know, it's you going through all these crazy emotions. And people have reached out so much since that episode to Zana. And now she's like, you know, gone on a date and it's progressed and it's like, it's been beautiful to watch. I've loved it.
Yeah, I've never, like, I've never had this kind of support or reaction to, like, a hard launch before. Like, I know I haven't been in a relationship since I was 19. So, like, really, I haven't had a hard launch in a very, very, very long time. The support that I've had, like, it's been, like, actually mind-blowing. Like, people have gone out of their way. People who I actually haven't spoken to in 10 years or more have reached out and said, like, I am really happy that you're happy. I've been following along this podcast. Like, I have just, I'm just inspired by you. And it's just been so amazing, because it's obviously very scary coming out in, like, a gay relationship when you've obviously never had one before.
Yeah.
And also it's only new to people. Like, obviously I told my family and friends, but, like, my extended family and stuff, it's very new idea to them. So, you know, it's a scary thing that people are going to, you know, reject you for it, which obviously I know that if people reject me for it, then they don't deserve to be my life anyway, but still just makes you, like, a bit worried.
Because you're vulnerable. It's a vulnerable thing.
It's a vulnerable thing, yeah.
And, like, even though we talk about it in the podcast, sometimes we forget people listen to this.
Exactly right.
But then, yeah, she's put it all on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, once it's on social media, it's official, right?
It is official. It's officially, official.
They always joke it's not official unless it's, like, Facebook official.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely official. Not Facebook official yet, but
well, the photo's, like, on there. Yeah, and it said hard launch.
Yeah, it said hard launch, yeah. Very so there you go, guys.
Isn't that a cute Twilla T? I love it that one. And it's perfect because, like, it's literally the episode today.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really weird. We've kind of both been following this progression, like, as our podcasts have gone through each stage. It's very odd.
It's wild.
Very, very, very strange. So, yeah, at least we have our own raw and honest information to give you guys, because we've literally kind of just going through this as well.
And side note, when we came back from Fiji, I went speed dating purely for this podcast.
Yeah.
I went to this, like, to this event and I thought this would be, like, a really good, like, feature for the episode, because we don't want to just talk about online dating. We want to talk about other methods of getting out there and meeting people. So I went speed dating, not thinking anything of it. Yeah. And if you listen to the episode, you remember that the Mexican guy that I used to date was actually rocked up there. And I was like, oh, no, that was awkward as hell.
Yeah.
But I actually went on a date with someone from speed dating and continued to see them. Yeah. And now I'm still seeing them. And now it's, like, hilarious that we're doing this episode today as well.
Yeah, things come, like, literally when you least expect it. Like, me and Jess were very much, like, literally about to cut off the dating game altogether. And we're just like, we're not going to date anymore. We're just going to, you know, enjoy our lives for now. And what happens will happen. And, you know, what will be will be. And, you know, it happened literally straight after that. And I know people say all the time, oh, it does, it happens when you're not looking for it. But it actually fucking does.
Fucking does.
Like, what?
Like, I mean, but I went to a fucking sex party. Like, yeah, exactly. I was done with dating.
Whole opposite.
Yeah, I was like, fuck dating. I want to, like, go crazy. And then next minute I go to mini golf and then I'm bloody dating.
Yeah. But I think it also shows that, like, when you do find that person that feels right, like, it can happen at any time. It's not going to happen. It's going to just come at you whenever. Like, you might be wanting to have, you know, a wild stage and whatnot, but you can't control it. If you meet someone that, like, really aligns with you and you feel safe and they give you this feeling of, you know, comfort and also tick the boxes, then you can't just say no to that. You're not just gonna be like, oh,
sorry, I was having a bit of time to myself. It's like, mate, I've been by myself for 5 years. Fuck.
Especially when we are looking for it. Like, we obviously are, we're just, you know, get a bit discouraged, you know, over the dating time.
Yeah, it's hard work. Yeah, and you go through a lot of crazy emotions. So that's why I want to do this series, because we've gone through some wild emotions these last 6 weeks.
Yeah, we have. We've been with you guys the whole way, feeling these emotions.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but before we get into the episode, we also want to talk about this company that we're going to be collabing with. It is actually a dating company. It is actually the company that Jess did the speed dating through.
Yeah, funny enough.
Because obviously we now run our own events business, they kind of reached out to us and asked if we could collaborate with them on some events. So we have some things coming up, which is super exciting. And we're going to be going to a masquerade ball in Brisbane at the end of June, the 18th of June.
Yep.
We're going to be going with some friends and you know, people that we may be seeing. So if anyone wants to meet us or come meet our friends or come hang out with us and like create a community, please come. Please reach out. We have the link in multiple places. We have it on Facebook.
Any excuse to get dressed up. Like exactly. A masquerade ball.
Like it's a ball.
Like we've all had to hide our mouths for so long with masks. Like hide our eyes. Let's hide our eyes.
Yeah. And like a real ball gown. Like it's going to be like, we're going to feel fucking glam.
Oh, I can't wait to feel glam. I love any excuse to get dressed up.
And this goes out to girls and guys. Like you can come as a single, you can come as a couple. It doesn't matter because it's just, you know, it's run by a dating company, but it's literally
welcome. It's more of like a way to meet friends as well. It's like a meetup as well. Like, you know, it's just a great way to meet people.
And it's going
to
be the city hall and it's going to be it'll be huge.
Yeah, it's June 18th. Yeah. So just reach out to us. We've got the event links everywhere. But they actually invited us to a traffic light party, which was really fun. Zana was in Sydney, so I had to go by myself. Mm. Nah, kidding. I brought heaps of friends. It was actually such a good night. I think there was 10 of us all together, and you dressed in green if you were single, yellow if it's complicated, or red if you're taken. Mm. And it was just so much fun. Like there was 110 people on this boat. And I mean, it escalated. Like we didn't make it past midnight. Because we just had way too much fun on that boat. Yeah. We had to take ourselves home and go to bed. But great night. Yeah, so, yeah, it's called Ignite Dating. So look them up. They've got events all over Brizzy. And I think they're in Sydney as well.
Cool.
Cool peeps. And we also did – we guest spoke at one of the events.
Yeah, a dating panel.
Dating coaching panel kind of night. And we didn't have a huge turnout, but we still got to meet these cool guys and we helped them with their Tinder profiles.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Gave them some advice, did a little photo shoot.
Yeah, it was so cute.
We were like looking through their profiles like,
I was
no.
like, I want to do this with my life. I want to coach people on their dating profiles. Yeah. Like that was fucking fun.
So fun. Well, just like these chicks that were just in their lives just for that one night.
Exactly.
Who was going to give them brutal advice and be like, you know, that photo is like 10 years old. Get the fuck rid of it. I want to take a nice photo of you. Get that rid of that bio.
Exactly.
And we're just like friends for the night. And it was great.
And it actually showed a different side to dating profiles, I guess, for us as well. Because the people that we were with, like they also looked very different to their profile pictures and their pictures on their dating profiles. They were much more attractive in real life than they were on their dating profiles, and they were not putting their best foot forward on their dating profiles.
Yeah, and it's because guys hate taking photos.
Yeah.
And like I was saying to them, I go, I don't mean to be like brutal to you, but I was like, but you're like a lot more attractive in real life than your photos, and you're really choosing some bad photos here.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, like let's take a photo of you right now because you look really good right now and you're in a nice top. Like let's do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys struggle with photos and that's what sucks. So they need to start helping each other out, man.
Yeah.
Get some photos.
Yeah. And I think we also as women in that instance as well need to give them more of a chance on these dating apps. If we think, you know, they look a certain way or whatever, there might just be bad photos. So, you know, we just, have to be a bit more.
Yeah. That was really fun. That.
It was, yeah.
That's what we've been doing. We've been pretty damn busy, to be honest.
We have. Even recording this podcast has been a mission. We had to obviously skip last week because I literally, my head was not on my body. It was elsewhere. Yeah. Gone, exploded, spinning.
I don't even know where she went. She was gone for a while. We've just been so
busy. Yeah.
And we needed time to organize our final part of the series.
Exactly. We may as well just get into it, doll.
Let's get into it, doll.
All right. So we're going to start with our love languages because we have both found, and we've also done these quizzes ourselves. You can find it. I'm pretty sure it's just love language or something.
Lovelanguage.com.
I'm pretty sure it's just straight up on there.
It's free.
It's free. And I think it's something that every single person should do, whether you are single or whether you are in a relationship or even to do it with your partner in a relationship, because it's very important to know what your love language is so that you can get what you need and what you want from a relationship.
Yeah.
Because if you don't align on your love languages, that's also okay. You know, everyone's going to be the same, but you need to know each other's love languages so you can accommodate for those.
Yeah.
And you can compromise. Otherwise, you will completely clash and one of you will have one and the other one will have the other and you literally will butt heads and no one will get what they want or need.
Yeah.
So we've got five love languages. We have physical touch. We have words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. So my personal one, I think my top one was quality time and then physical touch and then words of affirmation. Those are my top three. But in saying that, I do have aspects of all of them, but definitely some of them are more prominent than the others.
Yeah, yeah. And it gives you a percentage, I'm pretty sure, when you do it.
Yeah, it does. Like,
so my first one was physical touch as well, which actually kind of shocked me because in my past relationships, I've not – like I feel like I was had a bit of touch aspect, obviously, in my relationship, but it wasn't – like hardcore, like cuddling and holding hands and just touching each other. And I think that's where it was lacking a lot. Like my physical, like touch love language actually wasn't being met. And yeah. I like look back and I'll tell you some stories about it when we get into it, about what I was feeling in my past relationship. And I think a lot of it actually is the physical touch mm-hmm. aspect. My next one is quality time followed by words of affirmation. So gifts, like obviously everyone likes receiving gifts, but gifts to me isn't like I don't need gifts all the time to be shown that they like yeah. me or adore me or love me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like, obviously it's beautiful. Like who doesn't like gifts? Mm. And acts of service, like that's really like obviously when people are like helping you out and do cute things, like booking events for you, like, oh, I booked the movies for us, or like brings you a cup of tea in bed or something. Mm. Like obviously you absolutely adore that. But if they yeah. don't do it, I'm not going to be like, oh, they don't love me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So yeah, everyone has their own. And please research them, find out what they are. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's, yeah, we all think it's really important for you to know your love language.
Yeah, and definitely.
Even just for yourself to know like what you need in a relationship. And also, but if you are single, knowing what you actually need out of someone. So if someone like completely clashes with you, then it might be kind of an alert in your head to being like, maybe this is actually not going to work and it isn't something that is long-term because we are mm-hmm. not really compatible in our love languages.
Yeah.
Or they could be really willing to compromise and be like, okay, I know I'm not a really physical touch person, but I'm really willing to compromise and I'll physically touch you at home and I'll be affectionate on the couch at home, but I'm just not as comfortable doing it in public. And if you do communicate about it, you know that that's okay, and like it might be something that you're willing to compromise on. And if you're not willing to compromise on that, at least you know as well.
Yeah, and that's like communication is key. Like every single episode we've talked about, it's like, hey, talk about it.
It's so true though. It is so true.
Talk about it. It gets you so far in things, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Also, just wanted to highlight that we actually have had 10,000, actually more than 10,000 now,
yeah, because
downloads. Like, we're going to have a little party right now. Everybody dance with us. Mm, boop, boop. 10,000. All right. Well, so thank you to every single person. Every single person listening now, listening before, listening whenever. You have contributed to that 10,000 listens.
So exciting.
10,000 times. Actually now.
It's 11,500.
It has been played that many times. And I know that like is nothing compared to some podcasts, but for us, it seems like a million.
Yeah, it sounds like a million in my head.
And it's going to be a million soon. We have put it out the universe. Yeah. We're going to get to millions.
We already have a 20,000 photo ready. So I think mm-hmm. you should tell all your friends, all your family, all mm-hmm. your colleagues, mm-hmm. everybody, and share the love mm-hmm. and help us hit 20,000 because that would just make our day.
Yeah, week.
And it's also really, we have a really cool photo and we've been waiting to put it up. It's a really cool photo, okay? There's maybe a poppin' thing of champagne and there's balloons and it's really cute.
You guys are going to want to see it.
Love it. Anyway.
So we're going to go into basically the recaps.
What are we going to do?
We can go to the recaps. So recapping on the episodes that we have done. So we have done a recap on online dating. That was our first one.
First one, online dating, where we spoke about the different profiles that we use as women, what we view each profile is, like Tinder being the fuckboy one, Hinge being more of the dating one. We talk all about that. Great episode. Then we went into first dates and first impressions, and our guest speaker was Imogen from
which was great.
Dating Lines.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. That was a great one. All about what we look at in first dates and first impressions, followed by dating from a guy's perspective, where we had Matt from
The Bachelorette.
And he's also from Brisbane. Which is very handy for us.
Yeah.
And he's a legend. He's a good friend of ours now. And he actually came to the boat party.
Yeah.
So he's a cool boss, guy. A good boogie on the dance floor with me. It was fun. And then we did sex. We love sex episodes.
Just love sex.
It's funny when the colleagues at work listen to the sex episodes. So I'm like, oh, did you listen to that one? I'm like, yeah. Now you know about my
It's my favorite thing to talk about, really.
Me too. I have no filter. And then
today,
final part of the series.
Final part. So welcome along to the final part. We're going to now talk about, I guess, some things that we want in a relationship. What we expect, I guess, in a relationship. Not expect, but what we, like, I guess, need desire. Or want. Or that would create a full, whole relationship for us that would, you know, serve us and give us everything that we needed to be happy. So, what is important to you, Jess?
Now that I've redone my love languages recently, the physical touch aspect I realized was really lacking in my last relationship to the point where I used to say to my ex a lot of the time, like he used to say, like, I love you a lot of the time. So the word part were done, but the physical touch was missing. And I used to like say to him, I'd be like, do you love me? I used to say things like that all the time. Would be on the couch or something and I would be like, do you love me? And he'd be like, yeah, of course I do. I'm like, okay. And then yeah. I'll just like not say anything and then like keep watching TV. And I'm like, I used to do that all the time. Mm. Like that last year of the relationship. And I was like, why would I keep doing that? I remember doing that
too, yeah.
It's not a nice feeling. No. It's a horrible feeling. But yeah, physical touch. He never really touched me, like, you know, cuddled me, embraced me, things like that. And this communication, like communication is so big. So words of yep. affirmation is a big one for me. And just like talking and just like, I don't know, I'm just a talker, obviously. I mean, I have a fucking podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to talk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not a nice feeling at all when, you know, you're having to ask if someone, you know, loves you. It's just, yeah, you should be able to know that, or that person should, you know, make you feel that rather than you needing to ask it. It's it's not a nice way to feel. But yeah, very important to know that. And I guess I probably thought and said that in my last relationship too, but also like probably half thinking that they're going to say no and then they'd just end it. Like it was almost like I just kind of expected them to maybe like one day just say, nah, actually don't. And then,
well, wouldn't we rather that though? You exactly, know, instead of like, what the fuck we got? Like,
exactly. Which is why I think I was also asking that, because I felt like he didn't. And I think by asking it, I was just waiting for the day that one day he was like, no, but eventually, I guess eventually he did, but...
Mm.
But actually, no, he didn't. Because even when he broke up with me, he still told me he loved me. He just couldn't be with me. So he actually never once said that he didn't actually love me, which is even worse, I think. But
even more of a mindfucker.
Yeah, super mindfucky.
Super mindfucky.
In my relationship, or my ex relationship, also the same thing. Words of affirmation was definitely there. Like there was definitely a lot of verbal communication that he loved me. But I very much did not feel it. Like, I guess quality time was definitely lacking. We never had, especially in the last few years, we didn't have quality time. My pet hate is someone being on their phone and when you're trying to communicate with them, and he did that all the time. And I never actually really fully got his attention unless we had like a really big fight and I was like, get the fuck off your phone. Then he'd just sit there and have a conversation, but would have to get super heated to get to that point. And then at that point, you don't want to communicate anyway and you're not communicating properly. So
yeah,
I think quality time was really lacking for me, and it was my first one on the love language. So
yeah,
I mean that in itself shows, I guess, how our relationship was like incompatible. He was good at physical touch, like I guess more so at home probably than being out. Not as big of a, I guess, affectionate person in public. But yeah, the relationship that I'm in now is very affectionate and very physical touch, and I really like it. Like I crave that.
So it's, and really you communicate nice. Really well as well, which makes you feel like at ease.
You
need to be told. That's why communication is so important as well. But no, I'm a very physical touchy person. I'm just constantly touching all the time. It's learning about myself.
I guess leading into a relationship. So if you are dating someone, I guess we'll go into the in-between stage. So if you're dating someone and you haven't quite got to the relationship stage yet, like what's important in that time for you to know that that person is still interested in you, to feel reassured? Like what is important?
Well, I mean, I like daily communication, you know, like people are busy obviously with work and stuff, but just having them contact you daily means that like, okay, I'm in their mind. Like as a daily thing, which is nice. They're communicating with me, and verbalizing when we're going to see each other next. Like if I've got it, like if we've got a, such a busy week and I know, oh yeah, I'm going to see them Friday, that makes me just feel so at ease that it's going on the right path. But if we haven't planned and I think that maybe I'm seeing them on a Friday or a Saturday, then I feel stupid by like allowing myself to be free that time to make that space available for them when I don't actually know if they're even holding that space available for me. And then I get really anxious because I'm just like, oh no, maybe I'm thinking this is where it's going and it's actually not going like that. And then that's, you know, we get just into this like a wreck. I just feel like a wreck. So I like daily communication. I like to be kind of, I know roughly when I'm going to see them again, but just to communicate like, oh, I'm really busy with work, but like let's talk in Friday. And I'm like, okay, and that makes me feel better. And obviously just like, spending that quality time together, even if you're so chaotically busy, like if you're just having breakfast, just that can make your whole week, and you can be so at ease being like, okay, you're going in the right direction. I like this.
And I think like Imogen from Dating Lines also put it up in her post yesterday, how like she had a date with the guy that she's seeing, and he saw her for lunch on Anzac Day, and he literally made like this one tiny space in his day for her because he's like, I really want to see you on this day. So they booked in this this lunch, and then like at the end of the day he messaged her, and he'd had like a whole day with his mates, like drinking, Anzac Day, all that fun, and he just said like the most special part of his day was seeing her. And it's just like they literally spent a couple hours together, an hour together, and you know, little things like that make a difference and make you make you think of a person and know that their person's actually interested in you.
Yeah. To spend 1 hour with somebody when they're so busy, yeah. but they will spend 1 hour with you can mean the world. It doesn't need to be like a 10-hour day. Even just 1 hour can make all the difference.
What about some red flags, I guess, between a dating and relationship? Like, what are some red flags that, you know, maybe that person isn't interested in a relationship or they're, you know, starting to show some signs and be like, maybe this ain't right.
It's a communications lacking with like texting and stuff for sure. And then if they're not even asking about my plans during the week to lock in a time to see me, that instantly makes me retract and go, yeah, whatever. And like, I would most likely be like, girls, we're going to go have some drinks on Saturday night and go out. Like, clearly I'm a single Pringle. Like, there's no point like waiting for this guy. Exactly. And then even if they message me on that day, like, I'll still just be like, not impressed. And like, even if I really like them, I'll just be like, oh, it's not going to go in the right direction at all.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. I think I also like not messaging about like what you're up to, what you like, how your day was, things like that. If they're just kind of like, you know, just short messages each day or whatever and not really planning anything in the future or being like, oh, I'm unsure. Like, I have to keep you updated on the weekend. Like, I just don't know what's happening yet and things like that. It's just like a bit flaky that you can't lock anything in. I mean, if it's different, if they say, I'm really hectic this week, I really want to see you on the weekend. Like, I just have to wait till the weekend to lock something in, but I really want to make time for you.
Yeah.
That's different. But if they're like, oh, unsure, just have to see how the weekend goes. That's flaky as fuck.
Or like, I like when they message and they say, like, you know, really looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Like, can't wait to see your face. Or just something like cute, you know, you don't have to say miss you or anything like that, but it's just like, you know, like, can't wait to see your face. Like, that always makes me be like, oh, yeah, so cute. They obviously like they're missing me and like they want to see me. Like, that makes you feel like it's definitely going the right direction.
I think other red flags, not that it's ever happened to me, but if someone was buying me like heaps of gifts, like when that would be like too much for me.
Yeah, that would make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Only because I've never had that.
I think it's like both ends of the spectrum. If they don't give you anything or if they don't, if you get the, they get you so much, like so much, then I think both of those is like a bit like, what's going on here?
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah. Just thinking more of it. We actually have some voice memos that have been sent in from some very trusty sources, aka our girlfriends. Who are delivering us the goods.
But we will play one of them, then we'll talk about it, then we'll play another one.
Yeah.
And then we actually have two other voice memos that will come after that as well. So we've got, I think we've got four voice memos.
Yeah, we wanted other people's opinions in this episode. Like, we've had guests every single part of this series. And I mean, we have stuff to deliver to the table, obviously, but we want some other people to deliver some goods.
Yeah, exactly. So this is our beautiful friend Carla. No, Shana.
Is Shana. Is it connecting to that?
It'll connect to our headphones, yeah.
Love this. We have the most bougie podcast set ever, mate.
Yeah. So yeah, let's hear from Shana now.
For me, positive signs transitioning from dating to being in a relationship is that they make time. They want to see you. They plan dates. There's no pressure to have sex. There is constant communication. They're asking you questions about yourself and wanting to actually get to know you. They're encouraging of your goals and your dreams, and they celebrate achievements. And for me, that is a very big positive sign. You want a partner that is constantly got your back and that want to celebrate the small wins, the big wins, and encourage you to be the best version of yourself. They also invite you to hang out with their friends. But before that, they also listen to what you have to say and take on board your feelings as well. And back to the friends, they also invite you to hang out with their friends. To me, that shows they have no shame in who you are as a person or who they are as a person, because your friends say a lot about your character. Red flags, don't hear from them for days. Takes ages to plan a date, and when they do, they're postponing. They constantly talk about their exes and how crazy they are, when 9 times out of 10, they are the reason why they are crazy. For me, a red flag is also when you have issues with body count. They're making a judgment based on my past and not for who I am now. And that's a really big thing for me. I don't think it's an issue personally with who you've slept with in the past, as long as you're just honest with them, and honesty is the best policy. If they're closed-minded, that's a massive red flag for me as well. I personally couldn't be with someone who was closed-minded. They don't pay attention. They're constantly on their phone and they make you feel bad for expressing your feelings. How to have the conversation. Me personally, I think it's very important to establish with yourself first that it's okay and healthy to have the conversation before you decide to talk about where things are going. Knowing exactly what you want, ask yourself the question, do I really want to be in a relationship? You have to be sure you're ready to go into a relationship before having the conversation. Have the talk face to face. It is a very intimate and vulnerable thing to have serious conversations face to face. And there is a beauty in being vulnerable, especially in a relationship, because it's that trust, that foundation, that strong foundation that you guys have for the relationship. And you can also see how the other person reacts or acts when being confronted with serious questions. You can also ask them the question when you feel like the time is right. You can say, hey, I think this has gone really well. What are your thoughts and where do you see us going forward? This then prompts them to, you know, express their feelings without you putting words in their mouths. Because as soon as you start going, oh, hey, like, I'm really enjoying this, I'm ready for a relationship, it could also sort of put pressure on them and make them say things that they don't really mean to say. So when you say, hey, I think this is going really well, what are your thoughts and where do you see us going forward? That then prompts them to express their true feelings. Appropriate time. This is a hard one. For me, I put no time on love. If it's right, it's right. I love love. And for me, yeah, you just know in yourself when to have the conversation and when something feels right. So I don't think there is an appropriate time, in my opinion. Because, like I said, I love love. And when it's right, it's right.
Woo!
Isn't she just cute?
That was so good.
She's so cute.
I haven't listened to these yet, so I am responding to these live stream. That was awesome. Yeah. All of that, what she said was exactly right, and she nailed every single thing that we wanted to chat about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was awesome, and I hope that you guys took something from that too. I just want to highlight a few things that she said that I want to, you know, reflect on. So I think it's really important, like she was saying, that it's good to celebrate the small wins and the big wins. But I think even more so, the small wins are the more important things, the small little things. I feel like in a relationship, of course, you're going to celebrate the big things. Like it would be completely fucking weird if you didn't celebrate the large things. But what makes it special is that person celebrating the really small things and making those small things really special. And, you know, say, like, you know, doing something small or like remembering something really small. And then they act on that, or they like remember it, they bring it up later. I think that makes you feel so special that they listen to this tiny thing that you said.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, actually, it's Tuesday. You did this today. What's like, tell me about it. And you're like, oh, you remember that. That's so special.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like those things get me.
Yeah. The small, for sure.
The small things.
I know. I love that part as well.
Yeah. Talking about body count, 100% agree with this.
Yeah.
Because no one gets to judge who came before you. Like, no one gets to judge that at all, because you don't know what's happened in their life. They could have also, like, this person could have been single since they were 18 and they might now be 30. That's 12 years of time that they could have sex.
Yeah.
And who the fuck cares how many people they have sex with? It doesn't matter. I probably had the same times amount of relationships or the sex that I have with my ex that some people would with some people. And that doesn't mean anything bad. Like, you're allowed to have sex with who you want to have sex with. Everybody has pleasures. Everybody has needs.
Yeah.
You can't judge someone based on that. And if they do, then that's just an insecurity in themselves. Yeah. Because who cares? Why does it matter if women sleep with more people?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, it's unless, obviously, when you're starting to see that person, then from then onwards, they can have a bit of an issue with it because you're supposed to be seeing that person.
Exactly, yeah.
Fair call. But, yeah, anything in the past, get the fuck over
stays
it.
In the past.
It has nothing don't to ask you. The question.
That person didn't even know you. Like, you can't judge someone based on that. But I know that there was an issue in my past relationship too. I feel like my ex wanted me to have not slept with anyone. Like, and it was like, just like... realistically, mate, like, come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
Also, like, why? It's just an insecurity in themselves that they feel jealous that you've had other people.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. No, I love that she brought that up. That was awesome.
Yeah.
What's another one? Oh, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to talk about it. You can't just presume. You can't just be, like, dating somebody and just be like, oh, I guess he's my boyfriend or I guess they're my girlfriend. Like, you can't presume that shit. You actually do need to have a conversation because you need to make sure that person actually
is ready,
wants to be in a relationship, because like they want to, you got to treat it seriously. Like, you've got to treat, if you're going to call someone your partner, that's what they're supposed to be, as a partner. So they need to be ready. So asking someone, you know, are you ready?
Yeah.
That's fine. It's fine.
Exactly. And I think a kind of prejudging it as well is important, and like being true to who you are. If you, if someone does ask you and think like, you know, say, I want to be in a relationship with you, like, is that something that you want? Like, and it's, if it is something that you don't, like if it's something in your head that you don't want at that exact moment, or you just don't think you're ready for, you need to communicate that and say, I'm actually just not ready. I'm not ready to let this go, but I'm just, I need some more time.
Yeah. And that's a fine conversation to have. They can say, I'm like loving every single moment with you and getting to know you. That really scares me. But I do envision it, but I just want a bit more time. Then they're like, okay, no worries, we've spoken about it.
And it's exactly what happened with me and Judith as well. Like, we've been dating for what, 5 weeks now, and only just kind of become official. And it probably was only 2 weeks ago, to be honest, that I had a major freak out about it, because she had mentioned
Not kidding.
I've had a lot of freak outs, and I know that it's past trauma and it has nothing to do with her, and she's been the most patient, beautiful little angel ever, and, you know, waded through all this stuff with me, because being in a relationship is fucking scary to me. I've been severely hurt, and I don't want that again. Like, I don't want to lose someone again, and I don't want to create a family with someone and, like, you know, meet their friends, have their friends in my life, have their family in my life, and then it not work again. Like, it's not something that I want. So I think at the start, like, you know, Judith was very, you know, I guess more, I don't know what the word is, more, what's the opposite, what's the word for confirmed? Not confirmed. More like,
I'm terrible at fucking English. Why ask me? Jesus.
More like set in her head that that's that she wanted to be with me. And I like was loving spending time with her and really enjoying it. But I was having heaps of freakouts, and I said, like, she kind of said, you know, like, she wanted to be in a relationship with me, and I just said, I'm just like, I'm actually not ready just yet. Like, I just, it really is scaring me. And I was very honest and vulnerable.
Oh, she was very, very certain in her decision. Like, even now, like, she's like so certain. And it makes you feel so
It does. Good. And she's patient, and she's waited for me to kind of be ready. Because I knew that it was going to take time, and this was going to happen in any relationship that I was going to get in, because, you know, traumas come back, and it's like PTSD. You don't want to be hurt again, and you don't want that person to, you know, have every part of you, because it's scary. But I just needed more time, and then I felt so ready. It was like, I don't know what happened, but it was kind of like a switch, and I was just like, you know what, I'm actually not scared anymore. I want to be with this person, and I want to tell everyone that I'm with this person. And yeah, so then I felt so ready, and then I actually asked her. So
yes,
that was very sweet. So yeah, I think everyone has their things, and, you know, just because you're not ready today doesn't mean you're not going to be ready tomorrow.
But having the conversation is very important,
and be patient with yourself too.
Definitely. So our next one we've got is our friend Carla. She's actually just recently, like last year, we all went to Ellie Beach, and we're having this big girls trip for Zana's birthday, and she was playing on Tinder and met a guy. And it's crazy. And then all of a sudden, well, we went off to Thursday Island and Sydney, came back, and then boom, she's got this boyfriend out of nowhere. And we're like, what? Where'd this happen? And turns out they'd been talking since Ellie Beach, and she's now moved up to Ellie Beach, and they're together, living together. And so she's one of our friends who's just recently actually gotten into a relationship. So we wanted to hear from her.
Exactly. And this is a good perspective as well, because it is something that I guess a lot of people think is fast. You know, meeting someone, you know, having a long distance relationship for a very short time, and then moving in together, and, you know, changing your life for that person. But it doesn't mean that that is wrong, and it doesn't mean that everyone is going to work this way. But for her, it's working, and, you know, it's a good perspective to have as well.
They had really good communication the whole time, which I think is like absolute key. But yeah, let's hear from Carla.
So this is a very exciting stage of starting a new relationship. Also slightly terrifying, because there's a lot of things that you do need to think about and consider before taking that next step with someone. Some positive things that I would notice during this stage is how the other person acts towards me and others while we're together. So really getting to know their personality, but things that would hit red flags is, you know, how they were towards wait staff, my friends, how they talk about me with their friends and things like that. So these can also be, of course, extreme positives. For me personally, recently having gotten into a new relationship, these were some things that I looked for in getting to know my partner. The way that he was with my friends and how he interacted with them, getting to know, making an effort to get to know them, but then also the first chance he got making an effort to introduce me to his friends and being proud to show me off and take me out and even introducing me to his parents rather early on, was more of just a timing thing, but he wasn't afraid to do that. He wasn't hiding me away or, you know, keeping me like a secret of sorts. It was always an exciting thing to share these parts and aspects of our lives with each other. The other thing that I really look for is the type of conversations we're having. So leading up to the conversation, so to speak, was just being natural in having those other conversations of what our values were, what our goals were, what we want out of life, where we're at in our life. You know, rough ideas of what our own timelines are. I'm 28 and he's 32. So, you know, talking about family and future and that sort of thing. Setting that expectation that we both do want to progress into a relationship, whether that's with each other or we move on to someone else, or, you know, the fact that eventually we both want to get married. So, you know, having that value and that goal in mind, not putting necessarily a time limit on right now, but, you know, if he was someone that didn't believe in marriage and, you know, never wanted to go down that path, that's something that, you know, isn't bad to know about early on, so that, you know, once you get to a certain age in life, that sort of becomes more prevalent. When I was in my earlier 20s dating, I wouldn't have thought to ask that sort of thing or have that type of conversation because it wasn't a priority for me. So as I've gotten older and my values and goals have changed, the types of conversations that I'm having with potential partners about their futures and their goals, without, you know, sounding like you're wedding crazy or baby crazy or whatever it may be, setting up your own expectations so that you're not wasting your time with someone who doesn't hold those same values and goals, it's an important stage to have. But at the same time, makes it so much easier to have that big conversation because you're already on the same wavelength. You already know what the answer is going to be. You already know where it's leading. It's just formalizing it as such. And so when you're in that situation where you're comfortable and you're developing that stage with somebody, it's just natural. There is no pressure to have it. It just comes naturally and it flows, and it's more of a, you know, exciting time rather than a big dreaded conversation in that regard. So yeah, definitely eyes open going forward and having that conversation. When you feel like it's ready, and, you know, let that excitement wash over you. But like I said, going in with your eyes open so that you can really see them for who they are, but also show yourself so that you know that what you're going into is a genuine, real relationship that, you know, can hopefully blossom into something more.
Oh, she hit the nail on the head, didn't she?
That's like a chef's kiss right there.
Mwah. Yeah.
So good, so good, so good.
This is why we ask people, because we know they're going to deliver the goods.
I know. And she had some really, really good information as well. And I know that this kind of podcast probably targets more people that are like in their later 20s and like looking for something that's serious and like long-term. So if you are in like a younger and in, I guess, a younger kind of more fluent relationship or like just something that's kind of for now, then these conversations might not be things that you're having, I guess, about values and family and stuff. But for people our age, it is something that we
side. Remember, I bought a house with my ex at 20 fucking 3 years old.
Yeah, but that's very unusual.
That's very stupid.
Ah!
we should have maybe had these conversations.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like, are we gonna, like, we should have said, are we going to get married and have kids and stuff? Like, oh, no, let's just sign 30 years together and $450,000 and just hope it's going to go okay.
If you're
okay.
having that kind of relationship, then, yeah, you fucking probably should be finding that out first. Yeah,
so if you're doing that, you should be having these conversations if you're doing that. Just wanted to throw that out there. There's a lot of girls out there that are building houses and they should not be.
Yeah. Continue. But I guess, the types of conversations, like she was saying, will kind of, I guess, tell you how the relationship's going as well. If you're having those types of conversations that, you know, may involve the future, or you're talking about things that, you know, you want in the future and that if it aligns with them and stuff, then you know that that person is also thinking and trying to figure out if you are a match for them for long term too. So if you're having those conversations, that's really important. Talking about the values and goals and whether they align, I think that is extremely important, especially for me. I know personally that I want children and I don't want to date someone that doesn't want children. Even if it was someone that said that they weren't really sure, they never kind of had thought about it, that still would, I mean, I can't say that that wouldn't mean that I would end up in a relationship with them, but it would be something that I would really seriously consider, because I would want someone that's like 100% in. I don't want to get another 5 years down the track and that person goes, actually, jokes, I don't want them.
Yeah.
That's just my personal view. And I also want to know that that person's goals align, because I don't necessarily want to stand still. I don't necessarily want to, you know, buy a house, settle down, never travel again, never go anywhere. I want someone who's motivated, who is inspired, who pushes me, who wants to travel with me, who wants to do things with me and, you know, see the world and like explore each other and stuff. And that's something that I want. So if I was with someone that literally all they wanted to do was work, get a house, settle down, that's all they wanted to do, then that's something that wouldn't align with me. And I know that that wouldn't make me happy long term.
Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely have to discuss these things. You for do. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you can have connections with people and it happens a lot. Like you can't just have, like, I know people say that you're penguins out there, and I do, or you're lobster, but I do agree with that there's someone that, like, you know, matches you really well and you complement each other very well. But there are people out there that you still will have connections with and you still feel, you know, emotions for, but it just isn't the right person for you, and that's fine also. And it's sad, but, you know, this is what dating is like. There's a lot of people out there in the world. You have to find someone that, you know, matches you and complements you and makes you happy and excited for life. So
it takes a long time sometimes, but you got to get yourself out there and actually date.
Yeah. And then, like Carla was saying at the end, make it exciting. I know it sounds like a daunting conversation and it's scary because you're both very vulnerable, but it also is exciting. Like, you're making a commitment to each other that, you know, you are now each other's partners. You have someone else to consider. Mm-hmm. It's exciting as well, because then I found it really exciting. Like I've found it really scary before, but actually getting into the relationship is exciting because you can actually plan things in the future. You can say, like, you know, when you're dating and you say, oh, can we do something? Like, let's go to this place in September, and it's like 6 months away. You're not going to say that to someone that you're just dating, because it feels a bit too much and it might scare them off, or, you know, it's scary to say that. But when you're in a relationship, you can start planning these things and talk about the future and, you know, make exciting plans. Yeah. So that's also really exciting. And
I like that. True. I like that too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so good at this.
So good. So we have two more voice memos. So we have one kind of important one, you know, from my lover. So we're going to play Judith's voice memo now. She just says she's Judith in the voice memo, but, you know, she's my girlfriend, so she should have said that.
Yeah. Come on, Judith.
Anyway, here we go.
Hello, my name is Judith. Some advice I have for the awkward stage between dating and getting into a relationship would be to just make sure you're open and honest and have conversations about what you want for your future and make sure you're both on the same page. Once you're confident that, you know, you can see a future with this specific person, I would suggest just going for it. And it's scary, but it's also really, really exciting. The conversation can be so simple and easy. It can be, you know, really romantic if you'd like it to be. So I think just go for it. And just a simple, you know, will you be my partner, works really well. So my advice really would be, if you are confident that you want a future with the person and, you know, you think you're getting the vibes that they are wanting a future with you as well, just go for it and ask the question. And
she's so cute. She had a little corporate voice on. I was like, who is this person? So sophisticated. But that was also a good one. And we have one last one, which, you know, is going to make everyone laugh a lot because it's funny. And it's just like a little, it's almost like a, It's almost like a what do you call it? Accidentally Unfiltered.
Okay.
From Life Uncut. It's kind of like one of those. Yeah.
No, I haven't listened to this. So.
No, Jess hasn't listened to this one. It's a surprise. So, you know, we're going to do this now.
Hi, my name's Jake. Been really loving the podcast. Really love you too. You've got such great energy. So I have a bit of a problem with the girl. Just wondering what your thoughts were. I thought things were going really well, we were vibing really well, and I thought things were getting pretty intense now that we're both comfortable pooping at each other's houses. You know, I can relax and enjoy myself when I go to the bathroom, but the other day she did a poo at my place, and I went in straight after, and it was so fucking disgusting that I had to say something to her, and now she's just too embarrassed, and I feel like I've wrecked the relationship going forward. She won't poo in front of me anymore, and I don't know if we can continue.
I'm actually dying.
Now you know why I was dying when I listened to this.
Oh my god,
I'm
internally dying.
So what's your response to that? How do you think Jake can make a comeback?
I mean, Jake, maybe don't make fun of someone's poo smell. I mean, I wonder what his poo smells like.
Have you smelt it?
I mean, I don't know who this Jake guy is.
Well, yeah, I think for Jake's, for our advice for Jake, really, you haven't wrecked the relationship. I think that's a bit extreme. I think everybody poos, and maybe it's just like a soft spot, and, you know, like a bit vulnerable. But I think you can make a comeback, and I think you should just, you know, go for it. That will be the comeback, because if you just, like, you know, make this person know that you like them despite the poo – and despite the smelly poo, then I think you have nothing but success coming your way, Jake. So, yeah.
That was so funny. I don't even know how to respond to this. But I will tell you that the guy's name is definitely not Jake. That is a fake alias
fake
name.
Fake news. Fake news.
That is a fake alias name.
Well, we might hear more about this fake Jake. Fake Jake.
Oh, fake person, Jake.
In the future, if, you know, fake Jake actually, you know, makes a comeback from this poo story. If he doesn't, soz Jake. Yeah. We'll see you next time. But
we might get another entry.
Yeah, we
might
we'll get see. Another entry about, you know, Jakey boy, and we might update you on, you know, what actually that fucking was about.
Great way to end a podcast there.
Yeah. That was good. Enjoyable.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed our series.
Yes.
It's been very enjoyable for us.
It's been very enjoyable. If you guys have any other tips for us or any other questions, please write them in to us. You can also now send a voice memo on Spotify, and yes, I can actually send us a voice memo of you. We're also running a competition now. Every month we're going to be giving away prizes for people who write in voice or write in messages for us, or send us voice memos, or write into our question boxes and give us some information for our podcast. Mm-hmm. You'll go into a draw to win some prizes, because we get a lot of feedback, but we want more feedback so that we can, you know, discuss your opinions, because yes, this is our podcast and we are talking about things that we experience, but we want to hear from you, and we want to know what, you know, the peeps of today are dealing with. Yep. And we want to be able to, you know, put that in the podcast and reflect on it, discuss it. We love it. So we want to give you guys something back for being part of our podcast, and we just want to, like, make it fun. Yes. So send us anything about dating, or anything about anything really, any topics that you want us to talk about. We're going to be starting a mental health series next. We have a break next week with a different guest, which won't be mental health related, but after that, the following week, we're going to be starting a mental health series.
Yeah.
So if you have any specific things that you want to talk about based on mental health, we're going to be doing some stuff around anxiety, and things like that. So if there's anything specific under mental health you want us to talk about, please reach out.
Yeah.
And if anyone actually wants to come on the podcast and tell their story, whether they have a mental health story, mm-hmm, whether they have, you know, a story that's different, that's interesting, that's exciting, or even just, like, you know, want to come on and just chat, just message us, because we're always looking for sick guests. So, you know, come on.
Come on, man. Come on.
And if you live in Brisbane, even better.
We love voice memos. Like, we get voice memos, like, a lot, actually, just of, like, people reaching out being like, hey girls, like, and we're going to start plugging them in, because they're just so good.
Yeah.
They're so good. Like, I love listening to them so much. So go onto Instagram. It's Keep Your Gin Up Podcast on Instagram. And then if you've never done a voice memo, if you just go into the chat box, there's like a little tiny microphone. You just click on that. Boom. Done. Easy peasy.
It's great.
Do it.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Do it. We want to hear from you. Well, anyway, on that note, we're going to be sending you love, life and love to always. And we hope you have a fabulous week. And yeah, we love you all.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.